Pearl Harbor, a man on the moon, 9/11. We brought it to you. We're KBND. KBN.
6:45 on the morning news, and the numbers on Wall Street have opened lower this morning. Dow is down 22 points at 12,377. Let's see what's going on with your money news.
From the Fox Business Network, President Obama trying to avoid a government shutdown. Today he's going to meet with the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the House Speaker John Boehner at the White House. The goal seems to have shifted now from getting a long-term budget deal to getting another stopgap measure in place to keep funding the government. Senate expected to repeal a tax reporting requirement in the president's health care legislation. The provision requires businesses to file tax forms for every vendor selling them more than $600 in goods each year. The House passed the repeal last month, and the president also supports rescinding the filing requirement. The Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke doesn't seem too concerned about inflation right now. Speaking in Georgia last night, Bernanke downplaying the recent increase in oil and food prices. He says he thinks those increases are only temporary, but if he's wrong about that, he says the Fed's ready to act to fight inflation. Also today, we'll be getting the minutes from the Fed's latest meeting. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
You're out driving with your baby.
Drat, a flat. And just like that, both your tire and your girlfriend are deflated. No problem, you got the Slime Smart Spare for emergency tire repair. You get a flat, grab your green slime, and just like that, no more flat.
Slime, no time to spare.
When there's no time to spare, get Smart Spare from Slime, available at your favorite store.
The Fantasy Foursome is coming back. Listen to Dave's KBND Morning Sports Reports for details.
7:47 on the morning news, and Dave Jarvis is here with today's sports.
Thank you, Frank. Connecticut is the men's basketball national champion. Third time they've pulled it off. Kemba Walker scored 16 points, pulled down 9 rebounds to lead UConn to a 53-41 win over Butler in the NCAA tournament title game. UConn head coach Jim Calhoun says Butler gave them a real battle.
Butler, just count the score, gave us everything that we could handle. It was as tough a physical game. We're up 10 points, and it still seemed like we're up one. I mean, Brad's done an incredible job. Their kids really compete. They're a magnificent opponent. We just happen to be a little better tonight.
He just doesn't sound like he's a Connecticut boy, does he? Butler, which lost to Duke in last year's national championship game, shot a meager 18.8% from the floor, finished the season 28-10. Huskies end up 32-9. Around college basketball, Virginia Commonwealth has given men's head coach Shaka Smart a new 8-year contract, and that is a smart move, pardon the pun. Portland can clinch a playoff berth with a win tonight against Golden State, but it will not be easy. Warriors feature an outstanding backcourt with point guard Stephen Curry and shooting guard Monte Ellis. That game is right here on KBND, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip tonight. And don't forget, coming up next week, we have got the Fantasy Foursome making its return appearance to the airwaves. We have got a great prize to kick it off. Stay with us.
That's a tease, right?
That's a tease. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Say that again.
I said I'm on the edge of my seat over here about the prize.
Waiting for it. All right, Blazers tonight.
Right.
They're going to make it into the postseason. There's no doubt about that, right?
They will. All they need is one more win. Okay. And they should pick it up tonight.
How's it look for their first round opponents? Are we talking that could be Dallas? It could be San Antonio. You
know? It'll probably be Dallas. Looking at the remaining schedule, they should be able to hang on to that number six spot, which would put them in against Dallas, and that is probably the best matchup they could hope for.
Well, I'm hoping. I want to get them out of the first round anyway. So,
well, if he's hoping, it'll probably happen.
Well, we can hope.
Oh, boy.
I've had many a summer ruined.
Can you get like a crickets noise? So every time I say something to Dave and then just nothing happens.
I'll work on that.
I try to drag him into the conversation. And then it's like, crickets, crickets. Could you get one of those? That'd be great. Awkward pause. Moving on.
With asthma.
Taking a look at the news today, dun, dun, dun. Feeding bears, wolves, and cougars would be illegal in Oregon under a bill passed in the House. And the Oregon House passes a bill to crack down on those paying for sex with minors. They say Oregon has a reputation as a hub of child sex trafficking. And the Downtown Bend Business Association says that 7 new businesses have recently opened in the downtown area. That's a look at the headlines in News Talk 1110 KBND News. I'm Kim Birchfield.